我们打开帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians.
我们读第三章。
Let's read chapter 3.
从第一节到第十节。
From verse 1 to verse 10.
请弟兄姐妹帮忙。
I hope brothers and sisters can help.
我们一同来读。
Let's read it together at the same time.
如果有人读英文的话，就请你直接读英文的。
So if you're reading English, just read at the same time.
我们既不能再忍，就愿意。
Thought it good to be left at Athens alone, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith, that no man should be moved by these afflictions.For you yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto. For verily, when we were with you, we told you before that we should suffer tribulation, even as it came to pass, and ye know. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter having tempted you,And now our labor be in vain. But now, when Timotheus came from you unto us, and brought us good tidings of your faith and charity, and that ye have good remembrance of us always, desiring greatly to see us, as we also see you. Therefore, brethren,
我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心，就得了安慰。你们若靠主站立得稳，我们就活了。我们在神面前，因着你们甚是喜乐，为着一切的喜乐，可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？我们昼夜切切的祈求。要见你们的面，补满你们信心的不足。好，我们就读到这里。我们低头有一点祷告。
We'll read to here. Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你借着饼杯来对我们说话。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you spoke to us through your bread and cup.
我们也感谢你借着诗歌对我们说话。
We also thank you that you spoke to us through your hymns.
我们也感谢你，你借着弟兄姐妹的祷告对我们说话。
We thank you that you spoke to us through the brothers and sisters' prayers.
我们更感谢你，你愿意借着圣经对我们说话。
And we thank you that you are willing to speak to us through your word.
我们就求你把你自己的话向我们解开。
We just pray that you unlock your word to us.
让我们从你的话语中能够见到你的光。
So that we can see your light through your word.
求你帮助讲的、翻译的和听的。
May you help the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
让我们有耳可听，都听得见你要对我们说的话。
So that we who have ears to hear may hear your word.
我们等候祷告是靠耶稣基督的名。
We wait and pray in your name. Amen.
Amen.上次我们一同来读帖撒罗尼迦前书三章一到十节。
Last time we read through 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1 through 10.
我们就讲到说这十节的圣经。
We talked about how these 10 verses.
实在是在那里很生动地向我们描写一个牧者的心肠。
Deeply expresses to us the heart of a shepherd.
那么我们上次把第一节和第二节稍微的看过了。
Last time we just briefly looked at verses 1 and 2.
讲到这一个牧者他心中是何等的挂念弟兄姐妹。
How this shepherd truly cared for brothers and sisters.
甚至于他自己愿意承受更大的艰难。
So that he was willing to take on more suffering for himself.
好让提摩太能够去兼顾那里的弟兄姐妹
so that Timothy could go and strengthen the brothers and sisters there
能够劝慰帖撒罗尼迦的肢体们
and to comfort the brothers,
and encourage
the brothers and sisters there
那为什么这一个牧者是这么的关心那里的弟兄姐妹呢？
Now, why did this shepherd care deeply about them?
当然是因为他里面有一个极深的爱。
That's because deep inside his heart, there's a great love.
他实在是为着那里弟兄姐妹的好处。
For the good of the brothers and sisters there.
他就想要说用什么方法能够让他们更坚固。
He wanted to, by any means, strengthen them there.
怎么样让他们能够受到鼓励，受到安慰。
To somehow encourage them and to comfort them.
那么他派他们去，因为他里面还有一个更深的关怀。
And he sent Timothy and them there to, because he had a great concern for them.
在第三节。
In verse 3,
他说免得有人被诸般患难摇动。
He says that no man should be moved by these afflictions.
因为你们自己知道我们受患难原是命定的。
For yourselves know that we are appointed thereunto.
弟兄姊妹，如果还记得帖撒罗尼迦前书这个书的背景。
Brothers and sisters, you remember the background of 1 Thessalonians.
当保罗和他的同工被迫离开以后。
When Paul and his companions were forced to leave,
他们想回去回不去。
They wanted to go back, but they couldn't.
而当地的弟兄姐妹受到许许多多的难处。
And the Christians there faced great difficulties.
许多的逼迫。
Many persecutions.
保罗实在担心这些刚刚信主的信徒们。
And Paul was very afraid for these brothers and sisters, these new believers.
他们能不能够经得起这样的考验？
If they could withstand such trials.
所以他在这里说免得。
So he says, lest.
这一个词就说明了保罗心中他有多强的挂虑。
This showed how much concern Paul had in his heart.
他非常的担心他们经不起这样的患难。
He was afraid that they could not bear these afflictions.
他非常担心他们的信心碰到这种事情就动摇了。
He was afraid that they will be moved, their faith will be moved when they met these things.
我记得非常清楚。
I remember very clearly.
有一位朋友在我们的福音营里面得救。
A friend of ours got saved at gospel camp.
福音营结束回到教会以后。
After gospel camp ended and we returned to church,
一个礼拜以后就听说他急急忙忙的回上海。
Then a week later we heard that he hurriedly went back to Shanghai.
我就问跟他熟悉的人说，为什么他怎么刚刚才回来就赶到上海去呢？
So I asked people who knew him, you know, he just came here. Why did he suddenly return back to Shanghai?
然后我才知道说，原来他的母亲。就在他得救的第二天出车祸。
Then they told me that the second day after he got saved, his mother was in a car accident.
而且是非常的危急。
And she was in dire conditions.
当时我的心中就有一个像保罗的那个感觉。
Then in my heart, I had the feelings that Paul probably had.
这个人刚刚信耶稣。
This person just believed in Christ.
家里就遭遇到这样的不幸。
And his family then experiences this great difficulty.
他的信心还能够坚固吗？
Can his faith be strengthened?
他会不会因为这样的事情就说，哈，这怎么能信啊？信了就这么倒霉啊？
Maybe he thought, oh, believing Jesus isn't worth it all because we get so much trouble from it.
如果我们读希伯来书，
If we read the book of Hebrews,
我们就知道希伯来书的作者。
We know that the author of Hebrews,
他对这当时他要写信的那些弟兄姐妹有同样的挂虑。
He had the same kind of feelings toward the brothers and sisters he was writing to.
所以你读希伯来书，你注意到希伯来书里面多次用到免得、免得、免得。
So we know that when we read the book of Hebrews, you see a lot of times the word lest, lest, lest.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
一个牧者
，a shepherd。
他不只是因着爱。
He does not only for love.
他愿意有受苦。
To suffer.
他不只是有 智慧要找好的帮手去帮助神的百姓。
He not only needs to have wisdom to look for good helpers.
他更是关心弟兄姐妹属灵的光景。
But a shepherd is one who truly cares for the spiritual state of those under him.
在他的心中总有那一个放不下的挂虑。
In his heart, there's that concern that cannot be put down.
这就是许多做父母的人的经历。
This is the experience of many parents.
好像孩子永远在我们心上都让我们放不下。
It's like our children are always on our hearts and we cannot put them down.
很多人跟我说
Many people say to me,
哎呀，刘弟兄，你现在放心了。
Oh, brother, you're good now.
孩子都这么大了。
Your children are all grown up.
你有什么好担心的？
Why should you worry?
其实弟兄姐妹。
But in truth, brothers and sisters.
孩子再大。
No matter how old your children are.
都是我们心上永远的挂念。
They are always a concern in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，一个牧者。
Brothers and sisters, a shepherd.
所有的弟兄姐妹。
All the brothers and sisters.
在他的心上。
On his heart.
永远是一个放不下的挂念。
Is always a burden that cannot be put down.
他担心他们会不会动摇。
He was afraid that he was wondering if they would be moved.
摇动这个字。
The word moved.
这个字在新约圣经里面只出现过这么101次。
This word appears in the New Testament only 100 times.
No, only this time.
Only this time.
Solo.
Only this time. Solo. Yeah.
这个字很特别。
This word is very special.
这个字在原文里面是讲到狗在摇尾巴。
This word in the original Greek is talking about a dog that's wagging its tail.
那个尾巴在摇来摇动，他说那个摇动摇。
That wagging of the tail is what this word means when it says move.
所以有你去读有一些解经的书啊。
So if you read some interpretation books, commentaries,
他们就认为啊
，they think
保罗担心帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹。
Paul was afraid that the brothers and sisters of Thessalonica,
因为受到了许多的患难,
because they experienced such great hardships,
再加上有一些假的师父在那里欺骗,
and plus that there are false teachers there,
因为那些假师父说, 你看看为什么你会受到这么多患难呢?
Because the false teachers say to them, do you want to know why you're suffering so much?
因为你信错了。
Because you believe in the wrong thing.
你要回到我们犹太教里面来。
You have to return to Judaism.
所有的逼迫都没有了。
Then there will be no persecution.
正好像今天很多人信了耶稣。
It's just like today, many people believe in Jesus.
如果碰到倒霉的事。
If they meet some catastrophe.
他所有的朋友都说，你看嘛，就信错了嘛。
Then all their friends would say, "See, you believe in the wrong thing."
你看你以前拜的就没有这么倒霉嘛。
It's like what you worshipped before didn't cause so much trouble.
这样的解释。
This commentary.
就是因着那个字原来的意思。
Is taken from the original meaning of the word.
好像说狗在摇尾巴。
It's like a dog wagging its tail.
就来解释说保罗所担心的是他们会不会回到因着这一个患难回到犹太教。
It's explained whether these people because of tribulation whether they'll return back to what they used to believe in.
会不会就上当了
whether they will be tricked.
但是这样的解释大部分传统的圣经学者都不接受。
But this interpretation most traditional Bible scholars don't accept.
因为这个字它真正的意思它在整个上下文里面强调的不是被欺骗。
But in the context of the scriptures here, it doesn't mean to be tricked.
它所要强调的乃是它站不稳。
The word move, its emphasis is that the person cannot stand on firm ground.
而且早期的教父来解释这节圣经，从来没有一个地方把这个动摇解释为欺骗。
And early Bible scholars also never use interpretation to trick.
那为什么要花时间跟弟兄姊妹讲这个事情呢？
Now why am I spending time to tell brothers and sisters about this?
因为最近我发觉越来越有很多弟兄姐妹就是哎呀要去懂原文啊研究原文啊。
Because recently I realized many brothers and sisters said, oh, we should go back to the original Greek.
他去买了很多参考书去看原文怎么回事啊。
So they buy many commentaries and books that talk about the original text.
学原文没有不好。
To study the original text is not wrong.
错会错在你不要学了一点原文你就以为说这个就是正确了解圣经的方法。
The problem is that just because you learn a little original text doesn't mean you should think your interpretation of the Bible is the correct one.
真正读要认识圣经的意思。
To truly understand the meaning of the Bible,
原文字根的意义没有那么重要。
The original meaning of the original text is not that important.
重要的还是要看圣灵用这个字在整本圣经中的意义是什么。
True meaning is to see how the Holy Spirit uses this word in the whole context of the Bible.
重要的是这个字在它上下文里面看见它真正准确的意思是什么。
The true meaning of this word should be found in the context of the scriptures there.
在这里你看它下文就讲到站立得稳。
You can see in the verses later it says about standing firm.
所以这个一定是讲到它是动这个摇动不是欺骗。
So you can see that this word moved is not being deceived.
我们一定要学习读圣经一定要读上下文。
We have to learn when we read the Bible to read it in context.
为什么信徒在患难中不需要不应该摇动呢？
Why should the brothers and sisters not be moved in tribulation?
保罗说因为你们自己知道。
It says, because Paul says, for you yourselves know,
我们受患难原是命定的。
That we are appointed thereunto to tribulation affliction.
命定。
Appointed.
路加福音二章三十四节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 34。
耶稣被立是要叫以色列人中许多人跌倒多人兴起。
Luke chapter 2 verse 34. It says, this child or Jesus is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel and for a sign which shall be spoken against.
被立
set or appointed.
Appointed.这一个字
this word
就跟我们刚才读的那个命定是同样的一个字
this word set or appointed is the same word as what we just read before
所以我们如果直接译这节圣经的话
if we just look directly at this verse
我们是被指派来受患难的
we were literally set to undergo appointed to undergo affliction
其实这个观念
in reality, this way of looking, this concept,
在新约圣经中一点都不陌生。
In the New Testament, it's not a foreign concept.
因为新约圣经里面多次的告诉我们，信耶稣的人生命中一定有许多的苦难。
Because in the New Testament, it explicitly states many times that brothers and sisters will undergo tribulation.
而且圣经里面告诉我们我们的苦难从哪里来
And the Bible clearly says where our afflictions come from.
我们是不属于这个世界的
We are not of this world.
所以这个世界会给我们苦难
So this world will give us affliction.
这是在约翰十五章那里的
It's in John chapter 15.
并且我们有一个仇敌
And also we have an enemy.
魔鬼
The devil.
他是我们的对头
He is our opponent.
他不会放过任何的机会
He will not let go of any opportunity
因为他一直想要吞吃我们
Because he wants to devour us
这就是彼得前书五章那里所写的
That's what it says in 1 Peter chapter 5
魔鬼他甚至于要塞我们好像塞麦子一样
In fact, the devil wants to sift us like wheat
这是路加福音22章的教导
That's what it says in Luke chapter 22
但是你要知道
But brothers and sisters, you must know,
我们活在地上真正的苦
When we live in the world, the most difficult, the most afflictions we have,
不是因为我们不属于这个世界,
are not because we do not belong to this world,
也不是因为我们有魔鬼的攻击,
and it's not also because the devil is attacking us,
甚至于不是因为我们是有肉体,
and maybe not even that it's because of our flesh.
我们要记住,
we must remember,
苦难不是基督徒的专利,
affliction is not the the profession of Christians.
基督徒会不会出车祸?
Will Christians get in car accidents?
啊?
Yes?
会吗, 对不对?
Yeah, they will, right?
那不信主的人会不会出车祸?
How about those who don't believe in the Lord?
也会的嘛?
They also get in car accidents.
哎, 基督徒有没有得癌症啊?
Have Christians ever gotten cancer?
有吗?
Yes.
不信主的人有没有癌症啊?
How about those who haven't believed in the Lord?
也有嘛?
Are,
所以我们要记住,
so we must remember this.
苦难不是基督徒的专利,
affliction isn't a special thing that Christians
it's
have.
Not a privilege.
It's not a privilege of Christians.
记住,
remember.
不信主的人也有苦难,
unbelievers also have afflictions.
基督徒也有苦难,
Christians also have affliction.
那保罗怎么说我们是被 appointed, 被命定, 被选来受苦的呢?
Then why does Paul say here that we are appointed for affliction?
是基督徒生命中的苦难,
it's the affliction of the Christian life.
能够在神的手中,
can through the hand of God,
成为祝福的工具,
become an instrument of blessing.
因为是出于神的手,
and because it's of the hand of God,
是因为是神特地安排我们受的苦,
because it's what God specially, the affliction God specially prepared for us,
就让我们的受苦有永恒的意义和价值,
which allows this, the affliction that we face to have eternal value.
这是为什么你看使徒行传第五章那里,
that's why when you look at the book of Acts chapter 5,
当使徒们受到极大的痛苦的时候,
when the apostles face great affliction,
他们就很在那里大大喜乐,
they are very joyful there.
为什么喜乐呢?
Why were they joyful?
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
因为他们觉得配受这个苦,
because they felt they were worthy to partake of this affliction.
对不对,我们一定要有这个认识,
brothers and sisters, we must have this understanding.
今天我们所受的任何的苦,
today, any affliction that we get,
都不是没有意义的,
it's not without its value.
不信主的人受苦,
for unbelievers to suffer, that's their fault. No, that's they deserve it.
不管是谁的错,
it doesn't matter whose fault it is.
你受苦就是受了,
if you suffered, you have suffered.
没有意义,
there's no meaning.
没有价值,
there's no value.
但是我们这些信主的人,
but for us who have believed in the Lord,
神命定我们受的苦,
the affliction that we're appointed by God,
是要把荣耀坐在我们身上,
is to create glory on us.
是要把神的恩典在我们身上显明出来,
is to manifest God's grace on us.
你看哥林多前书,
if you look at the book of 1 Corinthians,
第四章第九节,
chapter 4 verse 9,
我想神把我们使徒明明列在幕后, 好像定死罪的囚犯, 因为我们成了一台戏, 给世人和天使观看。
For I think that God hath set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death, for we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men.
注意看啊, 那里说, appoint to death, 定死罪, 我们是被选出来就是要做这件事啊。
Pay attention to the word appointed. We are appointed to death. We are taken and appointed for this.
有谁喜欢被选出来是要去死的呀?
Who likes to be appointed for death?
但是保罗在这里说, 为什么他被选出来要去死呢?
But Paul says here, why was he appointed to death?
是要成为一台戏给世人和天使看。
So that he could be made a spectacle to the world and to angels.
那是什么意思?
What does that mean?
就是透过他的死,
is that through his death,
透过他的受苦,
through his suffering,
让人看见神,
to let people see God.
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个时候你就知道什么叫配啊。
Now you know what it means to be worthy.
选不上你的啊。
You cannot be picked.
你知道有的弟兄姐妹每次一读约伯记就在那边吓得半死。
Many times when people read the book of Job, they are scared half to death.
哎呀,怎么这么可怕呀?
Oh, how horrible it is.
因为前不久才一个弟兄跟我讲,
because not long ago, a brother said to me,
我就告诉他,
I told him,
你放心啊,
don't worry.
你还差远啊,
you're not as worthy as he is.
要选到你啊,
it's hard to get you picked for that job.
你想想看神对的约伯是什么评价?
Can you imagine the value God had for Job?
他心中是纯正的。
He was an upright man at heart.
弟兄姊妹,一个人外面好容易不容易啊?
Brothers and sisters, is it easy to be righteous on the outside?
容易啊。
Is it easy?
我看你也不太容易。
I think it's not that easy.
我们这些人外面都不怎么样。
On the outside, we are not much.
但是请问你心中纯正，那怎么样?
But let me ask you, if someone is righteous in heart, what is that?
那多难呢，你知道吗?
Do you know how hard it is to be that?
神能心中纯正啊。
But Job was one who was righteous in heart.
远离恶事啊。
He was far from all evil.
敬畏神啊。
He reverenced God.
哎呀，弟兄姐妹。
Oh, brothers and sisters.
要找像约伯这么好的人呢?
To find someone as good as Job.
难死哦。
It's very hard.
但是他为他这么好。
But even he was so good.
好到配让神选他。
Because he was so worthy, God chose him.
来让天使和世人观看。
To be a spectacle to the angels in the world.
神奇妙的恩典和作为。
It's a wonderful grace of God.
有一个年轻人跟我说,
a young person said to me,
我才不要被选呢。
I don't want to be picked.
这个被选人倒霉啊。
The person was picked, had bad luck.
哎呀,受这么多苦难啊。
He had faced so much trials and affliction.
弟兄姊妹让我问你,
brothers and sisters, let me ask you.
将来有一天到天上的时候,
one day when we go to heaven,
你遇见约伯,
when you meet Job,
请问你约伯会怎么跟你讲他的故事?
Let me ask you, what do you think how Job will describe his story?
他会告诉我真倒霉啊。
We say, oh, I had such bad luck.
我那么努力的要做一个好人啊。
I was trying so hard to be a good
person. 我还以为上帝会多多的祝福我。
I thought God would richly bless me.
哪里知道这么倒霉啊。
I didn't know how unlucky I became.
你相信吗?
Would you believe that?
还是约伯会跟你说,
or would Job say to you,
配为主受苦是多荣耀的事。
To be worthy to suffer for Christ, God is such a blessing, such a glorious thing.
提摩太后书,
the book of 2 Timothy,
3章12节,
chapter 3, verse 12.
不但如此,
not only so,
凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的, 也都要受逼迫。
And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution.
听清楚,
listen carefully.
凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的,
all that will live godly in Christ Jesus,
也都要受逼迫,
shall suffer persecution.
哎呀,这个这里那个中文翻译把那个希腊文翻得真准了。
The Chinese translation here is translates the Greek very accurately.
它不只是说要受逼迫,
it doesn't say shall suffer persecution.
它说都要,
都要受逼迫。
It says all shall suffer persecution.
一个例外都没有啊。
There's no exception.
我不知道你读到这种圣经你怎么想。
I don't know what you think of when you read these scriptures.
哎，你的生命中如果没有一点苦。
If your life does not have any affliction.
你知道什么意思吗？
You know what that means?
你知道什么意思吗？
Do you know what that means?
不敬虔。
You're not devout.
弟兄姊妹听懂了没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
哎，我就不懂为什么有时候弟兄姊妹那个脑筋就转不过来啊。
I don't understand why our brothers and sisters can't think this way.
哎，看到有的弟兄姊妹碰到倒霉事啊。
When they see brothers and sisters meet with hardships.
我们会怎么想？
Well, what do we think?
我们会想说，哇，他真的很敬虔。
We think, wow, he is so devout.
所以他就会遭到这样的逼迫。
That is why he received such hardship.
啊，我们会这样认为吗？
Would we think that way?
还是我们说，哎呀，这个人真倒霉啊。
Or we think, oh, this person is so unlucky.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神的话说得很清楚。
God's word is very explicit.
凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的。
All that will live godly in Christ Jesus.
也都要受逼迫。
Shall all suffer persecution.
罗马书。
In the book of Romans.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
十七节。
Verse 17.
如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
If so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
这是神给我们一个非常宝贵的应许。
This is a very promise, a precious promise that God gave.
我们能够和神一同受苦。
That we could suffer with Christ.
我们也可以跟他一同得荣耀。
And that we could be glorified together with him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的认识这个真理。
Brothers and sisters, if you truly understand this.
你就懂得保罗在这里讲到说，你们自己知道。我们受患难原是命定的，是什么意思了？
You will understand what it means when Paul says that we are appointed to affliction.
保罗是在这里讲说，你要知道我们是有福气的。
Paul is trying to say here that we are blessed.
我们是蒙神拣选的。
We are the chosen ones of God.
是神特地把我们安排的，让我们来受这样子的患难啊。
God specially appointed us to undergo these afflictions.
为这是要让我们得荣耀。
In order so that we may receive glory.
如果我们对这一点有多一点的认识。
If we have more understanding on this point.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上面对苦难就没有惧怕。
When we are on this earth facing affliction, we should not have any fear.
你知道这一个保罗在这里说，你们自己知道。
Now you see, Paul here says, "You yourselves know."
这很有意思啊。
This is very interesting.
铁撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹。
The brothers and sisters of Thessalonica.
信主没有几天呐。
They did not believe very long.
他们怎么会知道这个道理的呢？
How they know this doctrine?
那当然就是保罗已经告诉过他们，他们才会知道的嘛。
Then of course, it must have been Paul who told them this.
这就让我想起主耶稣在约翰福音十六章那里所说的话。
This reminds me of what Jesus said in John chapter 16.
三十三节。
Verse 33.
主说，我将这些事告诉你们。
It says, these things I've spoken unto you.
是要叫你们在我里面有平安。
That in me ye might have peace.
在世上你们有苦难。
In the world ye shall have tribulation.
但你们可以放心。
But be of good cheer.
我已经胜了世界。
I have overcome the world.
主耶稣早早的就告诉他的门徒。
The Lord Jesus very early on had told his disciples.
前面要有苦难。
In the future there will be trouble.
告诉他们预备他们。
He told them to prepare them.
第四节。
Verse 4.
保罗就像我们的主一样。
In 1 Thessalonians, Paul is like our Lord.
保罗说，我们在你们那里的时候预先告诉你们。
It says, for verily when we were with you, we told you before,
我们必受患难,
that we should suffer tribulation.
以后果然应验了,
even as it came to pass,
你们也知道,
and ye know.
换一句话说,
in other words,
在保罗的心目中,
in Paul's heart,
当他把帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹带他们信主以后,
when he led the brothers and sisters of Thessalonica to believe in the Lord,
他不只是告诉他们罪得赦免,
he not only told them that their sins were forgiven,
他不只是告诉他们有永远荣耀的盼望,
he not only told them there was an eternal glorious hope,
保罗非常诚实地告诉他们,
Paul very truthfully told them,
信主以后有很多的麻烦,
when you believe in Jesus, there will be many troubles.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
一个好牧人啊,
a good shepherd,
不只是自己要有受苦的心智,
should not only have himself a heart of suffering,
一个牧者的心肠,
a shepherd's heart,
他是知道他所带领的弟兄姐妹很快都要有苦难的,
should know that those under him will also soon undergo affliction.
所以他要预备他们能够面对苦难。
So he has to prepare them to face affliction.
今天我们在教会的服事,
today in our services in the church,
我们对着一个刚刚信耶稣的人,
to those who just believe in the Lord,
我们是告诉他说, 哎呀,你祷告啊, 上帝就听啊,
we often tell them, oh, just pray and pray a lot and God will answer your prayers.
我们是告诉他说, 哎呀,你信了耶稣了, 以后什么问题都没有了。
We tell them, oh, as soon as you believe in the Lord, there will be no problems from now on.
哎呀,上帝要祝福你啊,
God will richly bless you.
上帝要大大的保守你啊,
God will guide you.
还是我们告诉他,
or do we tell them,
你信了主,
now that you believe in the Lord,
你有了新生命,
you have a new life,
你有新盼望,
you have a new hope,
你有了神和神的家,
you have God and his house,
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
你前面一定有许多的难处,
in your path in the future there will be difficulties,
你前面一定有许多的迫害,
there will be many harms in your way.
你要怎么预备他们来面对这些难处?
How should you prepare them to face these difficulties?
预先知道, 预先告诉,
we told you before.
预先告诉,
told you before.
如果你去查它原文的文法的话,
if you
go to check the grammar.
The grammar of the original text.
它是说, 持续不断地告诉你们,
said repeatedly we told you before.
不止一次的警告,
this warning was not given, was given multiple times.
为什么要不止一次的警告呢?
Why was this warning given more than once?
是因为知道这是非常真实的,
because Paul knew that this was a truth.
知道这个是一定会发生的,
he knew that this will happen.
知道这个是重要的,
he knew that this was very important.
当你的孩子去学校的时候,
when your children go to school,
你怎么预备他?
How do you prepare them?
去面对许多前面他要面对的难处呢?
To face the difficulties that they will meet in the future.
如果你不帮助他,
if you don't help them,
你不先告诉他说你去了以后会碰到哪些难处,
you don't tell them when you go you will face such and such difficulties,
难怪今天有多少的孩子去了大学, 整个信心就垮台,
that is why many teens when they go to college they lose their faith.
做父母的,
those who are parents,
我们需要有一个牧者的心肠,
we must have a heart of a shepherd.
一个牧者的心不只是挂心而已,
a heart of a shepherd is not only one that's worried, that cares.
一个牧者的心也需要为他们有好的预备。
A good shepherd's heart also needs to prepare for those under him.
保罗说必受患难。
Paul says that we should suffer tribulation.
那个必字。
The word should.
他的强调的意思是什么呢？
What is it emphasizing?
他不是说 maybe。
It doesn't mean maybe.
不是说有可能吗？
It doesn't say there's a possibility.
他也没有说 occasionally.
It also doesn't say occasionally.
他不说偶尔一下。
It doesn't say, oh, sometimes it will happen.
他是说必定有。
It says it shall happen.
肯定的。
It's definite.
保罗在罗马书八章十三节那里。
Paul in Romans chapter
8 verse 13. 你们若顺从肉体。
For if ye live after the flesh,
活着必要死。
Ye shall die.
顺从肉体活着。
Living after the flesh.
必要死。
Ye shall die.
就是那个必。
That shall is the same word.
完全一样。
It's the very same word.
受患难。
To undergo affliction.
这个字原文呢就是挤压。
This word in the original text is to undergo pressing.
所以有的时候是翻作受患难。
Sometimes it's translated as undergoing affliction.
但有时候就翻作四面受压。
Then other times it's translated as we're pressed on every side.
有时候翻作是遭患难。
Sometimes it's go undergo a trials, the afflictions. It was translated tribulation, sometimes it's translated affliction.
他这个用的时态也很有意思。
The tense in which it's used is also special.
他用那个持续不断经常的那个时态。
It uses the
present tense.
Tense.
保罗这样子的教导。
This teaching of Paul.
后来果然就应验。
It was fulfilled later.
而且不只是保罗的身上如此。
It was fulfilled not only on the life of Paul.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姐妹。
The brothers and sisters of Thessalonica,
在他们的生命中，他们也实际的经历了。
In their life, they also experienced.
这是保罗说你们也知道的意思。
That is why they said, "And ye know."
知道。
No.
不是只有头脑中明白一件事情。
It's not just realizing it inside your brain.
这里讲的知道是在实际的经历里面尝过了。
This word know represents an experience in daily life.
我们许多的时候听见一些道理。
Many times we hear doctrine.
我们是头脑中的知道。
In our brains we know this.
但是在实际的生活中当我们去经历了。
But when in daily life we actually experience this.
这个时候我们才是真的。知道。
It's at this time that we truly know.
我们需要真实的知道我们的神。
We must truly know our God.
我们需要真实的知道神所教导的一切。
We must truly know all that God is teaching us.
人一生活在地上。
On man's life on earth.
苦难是没有办法逃避的。
Afflictions can never be avoided.
问题是你用什么态度去面对它。
The question is, how will you face such affliction?
问题是你用什么能力去胜过它。
The question is, with what power will you overcome these difficulties?
问题是经过苦难以后你这个人变成什么样子。
The question is, after you undergo difficulties, afflictions, what will you become?
有没有看过一些人。
Have you seen some people?
你一听他讲话
When you hear them speak,
那里面的火药味大得不得了。
There's this fire going on inside of them.
有没有看过有一些人一开口就是苦毒？
Have you ever seen people as soon as they open their mouth, outpours bitterness?
为什么？
Why?
因为苦难在他们的生命中没有带下祝福。
Because affliction in their lives did not bring about blessing.
苦难没有把他们炼净。
Affliction did not
purify
them.
苦难没有让他们更像我们的主。
Affliction did not cause them to become like our Lord.
但是神在我们信主的人身上所给的这个他所命定的苦难。
But the affliction that God has placed in the lives of us who believe.
是要炼尽我们一切不讨神喜悦的东西。
It's to purify and take away all that displeases God in us.
是要让我们更多认识自己。
It's to cause us to truly understand ourselves.
让我们更多认识神。
And to cause us truly know God.
以至于我们里面对神有更多的感恩。
So that we in our hearts will have more gratefulness toward God.
我们里面对自己就不再有那么多的骄傲。
So that toward ourselves we may not have so much pride.
以至于我们这个人里面所流露出来的就是更多像基督一样的温柔。
So that we can manifest the gentleness that comes from Christ.
我们必受患难。
We shall face affliction.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our Lord.
如果我们所受的患难
If the affliction that we face
能够让耶稣基督的美丽更多在我们的生命中
May cause the beautifulness of Jesus Christ to manifest in us
我们就不需要逃避
We do not need to escape it
我们也不需要惧怕
And we do not need to be afraid
不错我们有苦难
It's good that we have affliction.
No, it's true that we have affliction.
But the Lord's promise for us. He has overcome this world. He now is in our hearts. He in our hearts is greater than this world.
Greater is He that is in us than that is in the world.
Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
因为他在我们里面
Because he is in us.
我们能够让每一个苦难
We can, with every affliction,
成为神祝福的工具
become an instrument of blessing from God.
弟兄姊妹记住
Brothers and sisters, remember,
只有受过苦的人
only those who have undergone suffering,
才会真正懂得怎么去安慰别人
can truly know how to comfort others
真正成为别人的祝福
to become a real blessing to others
我们都喜欢唱那条歌
we all love to sing that hymn
使我成为祝福
cause me to be a blessing
真的吗
is that true
如果那真是我们的祷告
if that is our prayer
我想我们就不再逃避苦难
Then we should not try to escape affliction.
我们盼望着面对苦难。
We should hope to face affliction.
因为我们知道胜了苦难。
Because we know that overcoming affliction
是神恩典真实的经历。
Is a true experience of God's grace.
我们低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父我们谢谢你
Heavenly Father we thank you
你借着保罗给我们许多的教导
You've given us much through Paul
我们求你让这些话
We ask that you take these words
不要只是成为我们头脑中的知识
And not just cause them to become head knowledge
让我们来经历你的话
But let us experience your word
好让你的生命
So that your life
你的恩典
Your grace,
你的计划
your plans,
在我们的生命中
in our lives,
成为真实的
will become a reality.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.